Okay, I learned you mean to cast a first time of a Baruch Tzvi and Rivka Basi, a Besoch Shar Chal Yisrael. Continue on our letters from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, especially in Chabad Chassidus, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel Tamas, a very, very important days for the Rebbe Rayatz, get out of jail. So I thought it would be a very good thing to continue with the letters of the 7th Rebbe. So here we go. Today's going to be a little more miscellaneous. We're going to talk about bad dreams. We're going to talk about how to have memory for Torah, speech impediments, vacation, and skin diseases. Says the Rebbe, first I'll talk about the bad dreams. You ask for advice concerning your wife's bad dreams that disturb her from her sleep. I suggest you check your mezuzahs throughout your home. Also ask your wife if she recently embarrassed any Jew. If she did, she should ask forgiveness for before 3 Jews. She should say, if I embarrassed any Jew intentionally or accidentally, b'shogeg or b'mezid, I regret wholeheartedly and ask for mechila. She should also give tzedakah to Nischus Rebbe Meir Baal HaNes. Prior to reading Shema and going to sleep, she should read in English some memoirs from my father, the Rebbe Rayatz. I am sure that all these spiritual remedies will reduce her bad dreams and eventually remove them completely. Just one of the things that he says is that maybe bad dreams can be connected and embarrassing in another Jew. So much so, says the Rebbe, a person should try to go ask for mechila in front of 3 Jews, and that'll take away the bad dreams. That is from a letter, Ingvar's Kodesh, Volume 5, Letter 1265. But another bad dreams letter, he also says, the Rebbe writes in Volume 14, Letter 5096, wearing a yarmulke, immersing yourself in a mikvah prior to davening, and occupying your mind during the day with proper thoughts are also ways of protecting yourself from bad dreams. Very interesting, says the Rebbe. Now let's talk a little bit about memory for Torah. The Talmud says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Gemara teaches that learning Torah with enthusiasm, with chias, is a remedy for remembering one's learning. The more you're into it, the more you'll be able to remember. Being careful to immerse oneself in a mikvah and giving staka prior to davening are also good ways to be able to remember Torah. Learning that part of Torah, which is called the soul of Torah, otherwise known as chasidus, will increase one's excitement in learning the other parts of Torah. This enthusiasm is a remedy for a memory. Saying the daily sections of Chumash, Tehillim, and Tanya, as well as learning in several Mishnayos and at least one chapter of Tanya by heart, are also additional remedies. Sneas also assists in improving one's memory. Says the Rebbe, if you learn Torah with great energy, with great excitement, if you immerse yourself in the mikvah and give tzedakah, you're learning chassidus and Mishnayos and Tanya, and also being careful with sneas, that is also a way to be able to remember someone's Torah. Those are from letters, Volume 11, Letter 3545, and Volume 14, Letter 5016, Volume 16, Letter 6046, and 6109. Now the Lubavitcher Rebbe gives some advice about speech impediments. Says the Rebbe, obviously saw in studying Torah with diligence, particularly Chassidus, are proper spiritual remedies to improve speech impediments. This we know is from a story told by the Rebbe Rayatz, my father-in-law. There was a Chassid named Reb Dov Zev Kozevinkov, who was a young boy of age 12 and was trained by older Chassidim to always think about helping other Jews. More so, his training consisted of being more concerned with other needs than his own. At his young age, he knew much Torah. In his village, there were many simple, uneducated Jews. Reb Dov Zev, at a young age, decided to teach them Torah. He told them many stories recorded in the Gemara and the Midrash. He did this for several years. However, he always had a bad speech impediment, making it very uncomfortable for him to teach. He could not speak clearly. At 17, he came to the city of Lubavitch and met the 3rd Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek. He told him about his speech impediment problem. The Rebbe responded, saying, you should continue teaching these simple folk, the Pasha, the Yidden, who don't know so much. You should become a malaman and bless him with successful powers of speech, incorporating clarity, explanation, and smoothness of the mouth. As soon as he left the Rebbe's room, he did not recognize himself. He began speaking clearly without any problems. When he came back to his local shul, he recited publicly 3 Hasidic discourses the Rebbe had said. His fellow Hasidim simply could not believe what they had heard. He had no more speech impediment whatsoever. He told them that he was the Rebbe's golem. The golem, a specific golem was used by the Maral of Prague to save other Jews. Reb Dov Zev continued, the difference between Rabbi Loi's golem and the Tzemach Tzedek's golem is Rabbi Loi, the Maral, made a golem out of clay. However, the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, took flesh and made it into a golem. Reb Yosef Yitzchak concluded his talk by saying that those of us who knew Reb Dov Zev remember hearing from his brilliant mouth world pearls of wisdom. We realize how a Jew's concern for other Jews and for learning Torah, particularly Chassidus, is the key to getting rid of speech impediments. So we see clearly from the story The Tzemach Tzedek told Reb Zov Zev, who had a speech impediment, he says, you want to be able to teach? Make sure to teach other Jews, and make sure to learn to Chassidus, and that'll help your speech impediment. In other letters, the Rebbe said also, a person should be careful to be able to have self-confidence, and the more you build them up, the more you build up the self-confidence, and also with some therapy as well, says the Rebbe, that will take it away. Just right before, he talks about this. The lack of clear speech is associated with one's thought process and nerves. Therefore, the less one will involve his mind and thoughts to his speech complication, the less you think about it, the more quickly the problem will be resolved. In addition, having a neurologist look at the problem would also be worthwhile. Regarding the problem that you described, I suggest concentrating on those areas which are fully developed. This will enable the other non-developing areas. So the Rebbe was mostly saying, basically, stop focusing on the negative things, stop focusing on being nervous about it, and be able to move on a little bit, and the more you focus on your qualities, your great qualities, then you'll be able to move on. But he did say before that caring about other Jews and learning Torah and specifically Chassidus will also help you very much. And now the letter number 4. This happens to be very apropos. The Rebbe talks about vacation, which is a lot of us, are especially during the summer months. We're not in our regular habits. We're not in our regular places, says the Rebbe. This could be found in volume 3, letter 646. Since you find yourself in the country, you must realize that you have a chance not only to rest your body from the stress and pain of physical labor, but more importantly, you could also increase your Torah study. The Zohar writes that causing a little hole in the soul causes a large hole in the body. Let me say that again. The Zohar writes that causing a little hole in the soul causes a large hole in the body. The way one effectively brings true relaxation to his body is by increasing one's Torah learning. Therefore, says the Rebbe, it's my recommendation that you add another class of Torah to your existing ones. In fact, you should share this with your friends who join you at the vacation area. It could be that the real reason that you all came to the vacation area is not for just pleasure, but to add more Torah learning in a serene environment. The Rebbe says very, very, very clearly, true relaxation to his body is by increasing one's Torah learning. You want to go have a vacation, you want to go to the bungalow, you want to go upstate New York, beautiful. Make sure when you're there, not only to continue your learning, but to increase your learning, and then you'll have the most relaxation. Beautiful idea from the Rebbe. And final idea, number 14, down on page 14 in this Rabbi Chaim Dalfin's book, he talks about skin diseases. You inform me that you have a skin condition on the outside of your left hand. I suggest you check your tefillin, particularly your hand tefillin, your tefillin shayad, which is worn on your hand. Also, make sure that your tefillin straps have the required length and width. Chassidus explains that the skin of a deer is similar to the words of the Oral Torah. The Oral Torah, the Torah Shebaal Peh, manifests one more of the logic than the written Torah. To understand the difference, let us take an example within the Oral Torah Shebaal Peh itself. The Gemara makes clearly that the message that the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah words are brief. The Mishnah is brief, the Talmud, the Gemara is more expansive. The Gemara's words are many. The elaboration of words signifies that the logic is more developed. In the Mishnah, the logic is concise and raw. This is why the words of the Torah Shebaal Peh are compared to the skin of deer. A deer's skin grows together with its meat. We see that the skin of the deer reflects its meat. In the same vein, the words of the Oral Torah reflect more of the Torah's logic within them. Says the Rebbe, from this we see the importance of words. Based on this, I advise you that you increase your observance in not only not speaking idle chatter and surely forbidden conversation, but increase the words of Torah, increase the words of prayer. Just in conclusion, he says over here about why is it that when you have a skin disease, you should talk, be careful to always talk in Torah and tefillah, because we know skin comes, when the Gemara compares skin of deer to Torah Shebaal Peh, and we know that the flesh of a deer grows with it as it grows. So somehow the Rebbe says a very strong connection of skin disease and speech. We know that from the Metzora itself, the Metzora who speaks Lashon Hara gets a skin disease. Says the Rebbe, it also connects very much to a deer skin as well. So we talked about 5 letters from the Rebbe. We talked about bad dreams, what you do for bad dreams. We talked about how a person should grow the memory for their Torah. We talked about what a person should do for speech impediments. Then we talked about vacation. We talked about skin diseases, advice on skin diseases as well. Shuzoka to follow into the footsteps and the advice of the Rebbe, Bez Hashem Yisparach.